Aircheckdownloads.com.
Calling the gang and yeah, celebration. Well now, the long-term jobless, those unemployed for over a year, are going back to work in record numbers, according to a report today. And it's happening in every region and age group. Employment Secretary Norman Fowler said this week. He released figures showing the total of long-term jobless plunged 64,000 to 821,000 in the last 3 months of 1988. And it's fallen by a record 513,000 over the last 2 years. Among the 18 to 24s unemployed is down half, down more than a half, in fact. The figures are a boost to Mrs. Thatcher, as long-term jobless considered hardest to cut. Interesting stuff. Okay, what do we have here? No sex before the big fight for Bruno this Saturday. Love must be out of Bruno's life till after the fight. You know what I mean. I think his girlfriend is with him over there. Is she gone over there with him now? Well, I mean, it's real difficult. That's a difficult situation if your girlfriend's there. And, well, you know what I'm saying. Yes, thank you. They might hear, if you say that in the headphones, they might hear. They know how rude we really are. Equality for gays is reaching new heights in the USA. The State Department are openly advertising for, quote, gay sheriffs. And as predicted by us, moonlighting has been given the TV acts after 5 years. Just going back to the Bruno thing, a reminder that Brian Kelly, our astrologer, predicts the results of the Bruno Tyson fight this coming Friday. Who's that?
If you've got the time, Steve's got the slime.
It's showbiz gossip time.
All the dirt you'll ever need.
And now to reveal it,
here's Steve.
This is Radio 1, the market leader, with some showbiz stories. TV actor Mike Reed, you are in order, is out of the hospital after major back surgery. You know, he is absolutely terrific in EastEnders, isn't he? He's totally and utterly believable. And when you consider that we've seen him on television as a comedian for all those years, then you see him doing that acting. It is it's terrific for him to be able to do that. I think that's great. Anyway, get well soon, Mike Reed. Tim Rice has sold his mansion for 10 times what he paid for it, according to press reports today. I really like Tim Rice. He's a very, very nice man. He's a brilliant lyricist and a great broadcaster as well. He's a terrific TV performer and radio performer. I often wonder why he didn't ever write a musical about Jeremy Beadle, because nobody has done that yet. And I think that there should be a musical about Jeremy Beadle. Are you listening, Tim?
AirCheckDownloads.com.